This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we are broadcasting from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. All our great radio stations across America. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, the bulk mail centers too, sorting out that mail, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And yes, Terry, that means you too up there in Nashville. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And I know she was marching around the breakfast table with the intro. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor.
Hi, Captain. Yeah, I was waiting for that song again. Anyway, hi, everybody. And Terry, by the way, your name was mentioned last night in the blessing. This is the second part of the blessings for y'all. Let me say something real quick about blessings and prayer. You know, it took me years to really understand this, and I'm not sure I fully understand it. When we pray blessings, because I'm a prayer intercessor, I've done this really just all my life, and, you know, you never really understand everything about it. You can't. I'm going to be honest with you, but here's what happens. Sometimes people get instantaneous help. Sometimes it takes months, some years. King David, 17. So, you know, I think there are things that we go through until God's timing occurs. That's the only thing I can figure out. I'm not God. But I know I have prayed for things that immediately God answers. I mean, so quickly I say, thank you, Jesus. And there are other things. I say, when is it going to happen? So I just want to say that now. We know this is Armed Forces Week, so I'm particularly going to put a prayer, the shorter one, over the military. All of you in military, I'm very sincere with this. We so appreciate you. And then for all of you who've served, because I said I would do that as the second part of this, but also anybody that's new or listening on this, you get blessed. Because when I have prayed over these, you know, I prayed over these last night. I just couldn't get through everything, so... So for Armed Forces Week, this is for all of you in military. This is the shorter version of the prayers that I have in the past put. Please, God, grant them courage when times are bleak. Grant them strength when they feel weak. Grant them comfort when they feel alone. And most of all, God, please bring them all home. And I would say bring them home safely. I think that's always been my favorite little one. And then for all you patriots, all you who have served, all of you, oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. And oh, beautiful for patriots' dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Hard for me not to sing that one. You know, we have so much to be grateful for. I know we're going through a hell right now. We really are. We are going through things that I never wanted to see go through. didn't want to, I mean, even when I was young, I knew I'm going to live through some bad stuff. And we know that. But we are a great nation. We are blessed by God. We are, as the captain always, thank God, mentions, we were built on a Judeo-Christian belief system. When George Washington held and swore by the Bible, let me tell you something. Many went through for our freedom. And I know there are times we want to give up, but I'm going to tell you something that I really feel in my soul when I take time with God and I'm very, very quiet before Him. We're going through a lot, a whole lot, but there's no way I feel that we are going to come out behind. You know, those that are on God's side, and boy, I have enough messages here, and you can open the Bible and know. In fact, I never get into Revelations because it's way too deep, and then I couldn't, I would confuse you all. This is not a Bible study clip, but I'm going to tell you something. I've been into Revelations lately. The book of Daniel combined with Revelations, you will see what happens to those that are evil. You know, I know people that were born for evil. And by the way, the captain's mentioned someone there to the left. Yeah, I hate to say it. It seems that they were just born to cause trouble. I believe there are some that's all they want to do. But their ending, I promise you, in the name of my Lord, is never good. It's not good. I mean, they not only here, they have to serve an almighty God. And when I go before God, even the things that I've done, you know what He's going to say to me? Well, but you did that in your own, for yourself. You did that. I mean, He may. I don't know. I hope not, because I tried. But He may. He may. You know, just having a big name doesn't mean anything. Having a lot of money doesn't mean anything. It's, did you do something out of your heart? Like tonight, you military, you gave your lives. Some died, some didn't. Some suffered. Some of you came back with problems you'll have the rest of your life. You are the ones that the Lord can say, you did your best, you gave your best. So America, and to all you people that have fought bravely, my heart goes out to you, and I give you the greatest thanks tonight. And these blessings are especially for you. But anybody who's on the line right now or the radio listening to these words, please remember this comes from my soul, a very, very deep soul tonight, very, very sincere. God loves every one of you. And remember that. God bless America. Captain, thanks so much.
All right, Miss Rosemary, your prayer intercessor, and we appreciate her, and we appreciate her message. And if you want to get a hold of her, you can get a hold of me, and then I'll put you in touch. Okay, coming back with your phone calls right after this break. So, Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome on back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast to you all around the country from Tampa, Florida, my flagship station down here. Now, you know, we always have these little segment sponsors, and we mention names and whatnot, but this is one that really did me a favor a few years ago. You know, everybody gets ripped off when you look at car insurance or homeowners insurance because they'll always try to sock you with a big, high rate to begin with, thinking that you don't know or you haven't done your homework or whatnot. Well, I was shopping for rates, and I killed two birds with one stone. Because not only was I looking to renew my property insurance, which I thought was rather high for what I had, I also was looking for car insurance. So I was looking around, and I found a company that does both. Matter of fact, if I had a motorcycle, they would cover it. If I had an ATV, they would cover it. If I had a boat, which I did at one time, they would cover it. If I had an RV, they'd cover it. And if I had a snowmobile and I was still living up north, they'd cover that too. And that's Geico. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Now, they've got a great website where you can go at any time, 24-7, and click on there and check and see what the rate would be for whatever it is that you've got. Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O. Or you can go to the phone book if you prefer to do business with one of their local agents and look it up under insurance and see who the local Geico representative is. Now, if that doesn't work for you, like I say, go to the website, geico.com, and you'll find out how to find the information you want. They'll get a hold of you if you want someone to talk to you, or you can do it all yourself right there on the internet. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, over insuring over 21 million drivers. And like I say, me too. And I saved a bunch of money over there when it came time to, you know, do the shopping and the comparison and all that, as well as on my property insurance, which was important. All right. Now, I think it's fair to assume that Donald Trump and his numbers, which is driving the liberals nuts, his numbers are higher than Barack Obama's were at this time in his tenure. That's a fact. He's very popular. His policies are succeeding. The economy is still good. That's a positive in his nature, in his favor. And all of this is causing Joe Scarborough to kind of change his tune a little bit, because he was talking yesterday with one of his political gurus, and listen to what he had to say.
Tim Bandai, you know, a couple of weeks ago when Donald Trump said, I'm young, I've got more vigor and vim than anybody.
Right.
Well, you know what? You look at a clip like that, and he does. He just does. Let's just be blunt about Donald Trump. That guy can do, on a campaign stage, what nobody else can do. He can engage the audience. He can engage viewers despite the hateful rhetoric, despite everything else. You can see that guy is gearing up for 2020, mm-hmm. and yes, Democrats, he's going to be hard to beat because he does look like he's about 20 years younger than a lot of Democratic candidates.
There's no doubt that he's good box office and he's funny up on stage. I thought the more interesting thing was Biden has really run a shrewd campaign since getting in. I've been sort of surprised by his ability to basically say, I'm the front runner. What he was doing there, saying, I'm not going to attack my fellow Democrats, was basically trying to inoculate himself by scaring them off from attacking him, from making it makes them then look petty when they come at the front runner. And the single biggest dilemma facing Democrats right now is, how do you take him out? How do you go after him? You have to do what Sanders is doing. If you want to win this, you can't be polite. Like Trump didn't win being polite. Someone's going to have to go after Biden, make a forceful case for why he wouldn't be a good president, or why he wouldn't be the most electable, or why he wouldn't be the best representative of Democrats as they stand today. And other than Sanders, no one's really doing it. And the longer that Biden can kind of float above it and his poll numbers keep to rise up, he's going to see a huge fundraising surge. As a result of that, you're going to see more and more people rally around him. So he really has run a shrewd operation for the last couple of weeks. And other people have stumbled. Like, he has benefited from the fact that Beto has run not a good campaign. And when you're rebooting, like Trump is right, you're losing, and you're probably going to have a hard time getting that reboot off the ground.
And, you know, just think about what you just heard. These are Democrats. These are socialists. And they're telling you that Donald Trump is in a catbird seat, in so many words. Not to be disputed by me, because I happen to think that he's going to win this election, because I don't see where 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, however many Democrats it is, are going to be able to come up with a single message, put it together, and beat somebody as long as the economy is good, as long as we're doing what we need to do on the border. And by the way, the border is an important part of all of this. The border wall, the border fence, call it whatever you want to call it, is an important part of all of this. And certainly, he hasn't backed down. He hasn't faltered. He hasn't wavered. They're still moving full speed ahead. And by the way, they are going to build through the wetlands and the national lands that are owned down on the border. They're going to take that wall, that fence, and they're going to project it down through there. Going to build it right down through there. So there you go. And good morning, Dave, in Indiana. Try to stay dry up there. Remain calm at all times. And we hope you're doing well up there. But anyway, that's what's going to happen. And they keep adding people to the mix. You know, how many people does it take to run for president? Good God. And I'm not even talking about, there's other people in the mix, folks. There's other people in the mix that you're not even hearing about, because they're like third party or fourth party or fifth party folks that are in there too, that are out there knocking on doors. As a matter of fact, I got an email yesterday from somebody that wants to come on my show, and he bills himself as the next president of the United States. Never heard from him. Never heard of him. And he's running as an independent. Like, that's going to work. Independent. Good Lord. Never worked in the past. It's not going to work now. Sorry. You might as well just take your money and start a bonfire with it, if you got any to begin with. But unbelievable. Now, I had somebody chime in here when I talked about the fake news, Jim Acosta, and what he said yesterday. He misquoted the president, which he did. So, there you go. But in the meantime, let's drift down over here. Is this Dan the Man?
This is Dan the Man.
All right. Well, you got about a minute and a half before we go to our break, but go ahead.
Okay. One, I think all the Democrats, they've announced way too early. No debates. Everything's kind of went in the low gear. I heard on Fox this morning that it kind of slipped out that Obama's favorite candidate so far, a candidate that reminded him of himself, was Beto. So Obama's old staff's not even backing Biden. But my piece of advice to any of them would be to attack Sanders, because I think he's one of the front runners. And if I was Biden, I would just say Sanders is running. He's never even held office as a Democrat. He's not a Democrat. And that's how I would make him sound illegitimate. But, you know, this is, they're announcing too early. The one, you know, used to be, you know, you put your exploratory committee together, you raise tons of money, kind of the way Hillary did it. And then you announce about 3 or 4 months before the actual election year. But the way they're doing it now, you're bound to go flat. And I think all of them went flat except the last one to announce, which is Biden, the big one. But I think once they start having these debates, I don't know how you're going to put 23 people up on a stage. But once that starts...
They're not going to. They're only going to put 20 up there, and they've got 18 are already qualified to be in the debates. They've only got room for two more. And Biden's not one of them.
Well, I'll tell you what. Even 18 is a lot to stand up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you can do it.
Do what the Republicans did, two different groups.
But they need it. But, you know, Trump weeded out a lot real quick. I think 6 or 7 of them will be gone by Christmas. Because they're not going to get any traction. They're not going to. They don't have any money. They can't put a staff together. They can't organize in 50 states. I just see it over their heads. I think this guy from Montana is crazy for getting.
All right, here comes the music, and you're going to get cut off here in about 3 seconds.
That's okay.
All right, thanks, Dan.
All right.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him, and the computer was going to take him out, so it is what it is. All right, I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines at this hour, at the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan, which includes immigrants learning English and taking a civics test.
A big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying, "The Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke, capital letters. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. New York City hates him," exclamation point.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report on this Armed Forces Week. This is Armed Forces Week, culminating with Armed Forces Day tomorrow, Saturday the 18th. And Mission Barbecue will be providing food to all active duty military and all veterans for free from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go to your local Mission Barbecue to get a free lunch. And thank you for serving America. Here's more from National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, do you know where you're going to be in 14 months, and is your paycheck going to be at the grade that your skills deserve? Well, how would you like a paycheck over $80,000 for your annual paycheck? Now, that's the number that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics gives the top 10% of aircraft mechanics. Now, if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe and power technician can be yours in only 14 months of training at the National Aviation Academy. They have one located in Clearwater, Florida. The other one they have is located in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. By the way, they are enlarging the size of that campus to take care of all the new students who want to go to school there. And you'll receive lifetime career placement assistance, which means you'll always have the opportunity to have a job somewhere. Now, the NAA team and their members are trained to help veterans and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. There is available financing under your post 9/11 GI Bill and your GI Bill in general. They'll tell you how much is left if you're an older veteran. Now, if you haven't already used it. And also, for the civilians, there is financial assistance available there too. And they'll tell you how to apply for a student loan. Now, National Aviation has just a few openings left for their May 31st class in both Clearwater and Concord, Mass. So, check them out online by going to naa.edu, and you gotta beat Pete because you got until the end of next weekend to do it. naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080 for the National Aviation Academy. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll give you the white gloves tour. Well, Senate Republicans almost certainly had the votes to confirm Patrick Shanahan as the next Secretary of Defense, but that doesn't mean the process is going to be smooth and simple, because we're already hearing from the Democrats they're going to go after Mr. Shanahan because he is the former CEO of Boeing, and they're going to go after him for that reason. And we'll see where that goes. Probably nowhere, but it's going to be another dog and pony show. Leave it to the Democrats to do that. By the way, when Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson was asked by then-Defense Secretary James Mattis to step up to the plate and become the 24th Secretary of the Service, she knew she was in good hands. But when James Mattis left as Secretary of Defense, she knew it made it easier for her to resign. And the story on that is a non-story. Just the fact that she felt that because her friend and associate, James Mattis, was no longer the Secretary of Defense, that it was time for her to go too. And the Marine Corps has punished at least 8 of their drill instructors and some officers in response to allegations of hazing and other abuses last year at the Services Recruit Training Center at Parris Island, South Carolina, according to Marine officials. Wow. I know it's tough, and I know the Marines do a lot of things, and I know their gunnies, their drill sergeants, are really rough and tough. So I certainly hope that that isn't something that got way out of hand. But we'll see. By the way, the Trump administration has asked Congress for funds to reimburse Afghanistan's Taliban for expenses the insurgent group incurred attending peace talks going back and forth, according to a spokesman for the chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense. Wow. They want us to pay for them going back and forth to the peace thing. I don't know. I don't think so. That's just me, though. And the defense firm's excessive profits lands in Congress's crosshairs, call it a gold-plated clutch disc. But another contractor is being looked at. We don't know who it is because they didn't tell us. Is being looked at for excessive rates on something in the civilian sector. Cost about one-tenth what the military was paying for it. Same piece, same part. Now, the United Nations Security Council has added the Islamic State's Wilayat Khorasan, or the so-called Khorasan province to its list of sanctioned terrorist groups. Of course, that's over right there along the Kashmir and the Pakistan border, right in that area. In addition, U.S. allies involved in operations in the Middle East appear uninterested in the increasingly bellicose rhetoric from the White House and Pentagon regarding Iran. They're just choosing to ignore what's going on right now, thinking that things are going to move along, which they probably are, because we aren't going to be the first ones to fire a shot over there. We'll have to be provoked. And like I've been saying, God forbid if they sink one of our ships or take down one of our planes, the retaliation will be swift and decisive against Iran. And gone, at least for now, are the days when strong military and political ties between Britain and the United States meant that Washington could assume it had a staunch partner for standing up to a foreign foe. Because tensions over Iran right now are showing that Britain may not have the stomach for a fight against Iran. But we'll see. We'll see. And a lawsuit has been filed over a suicide bomb attack that killed 5 and injured 17 before a Veterans Day fun run at the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan in 2016. Families of the killed and injured troops have sued the contractor for lack of security at Bagram and the fun run bombing that was going on there. That could be an interesting lawsuit right there. We'll see where that goes. By the way, Homeland Security, question being asked these days, will terror organizations use drones to attack the U.S.? You know, they are capable of doing things that can't be seen on radar. And you never know. You never know what might be going on right under your own eyes when you see one of those drones flying overhead. So I don't know about you, but I always get a little bit, one of those little eerie feelings going down my spine when there's something flying over my head and I don't know exactly what it's up there for. Especially if it's a drone, because normally you can hear them up there. So it is what it is. All right. Now, when we come back, the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, we're going to take a look at this severe weather that's out there, because I'm telling you, today, from West Texas all the way up to South Dakota, you're going to have some really bad storms bearing in. And many of them will be tornadoes. You'll be hearing about it tomorrow, I'm sure. Tornado here, tornado there. I'm looking at a line of severe storms right now. That's along I-80 all the way from central Iowa across Illinois right into Chicago. A lot of flash flooding and a lot of severe thunderstorm warnings all through that area along I-80. So we'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back. The Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. Kathy, it is your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All righty, let's get right to the weather because we got a situation right here along I-80 right now. And the Weather Truckers Highway Weather is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Now, right now, from Des Moines East all the way to Chicago and into Gary, Indiana, and actually moving into Indiana, right now you have a line of severe thunderstorms. with heavy rain. There has been flash flooding along the way, both north and south of I-80, as well as some patches of I-80, you know, those low-lying areas where the water accumulates. So all the way across from Des Moines East on I-80, across Illinois, now into Indiana. So be advised, this is moving in your direction, Indiana, and probably Ohio. Now, Pacific storms are producing widespread rain with mountain snow, 2 to 3 feet in some cases now, and strong and gusty winds morphing into a multi-day significant severe weather event in the plains. Now, if you're in South Texas tonight or today, all the way up to southern Dakota, straight north, straight south, from west central Texas all the way up into South Dakota, you are going to be in the eye of the storm. And by the storm, I mean the possibility exists for a number of tornadoes in that area to pop up, some strong. They will have very large hail, greater than 2 inches in diameter. There'll be damaging winds, heavy rain, all possible in the plains and the Missouri Valley. Again, as I'm telling you right now, going from West Texas all the way up to South Dakota, to include parts of Missouri, parts of Iowa, perhaps the southernmost part of Minnesota as well, and even Arkansas. So be careful. Be on your toes. Be on your A game. And significant flooding and flash flooding is also possible in these storms. Now, Northwest, you got rain in Washington State tonight across I-90. You've got rain in Northeastern Oregon going up over Cabbage. You got rain around Billings in Montana, high winds up in north and east of there. You've got a freeze and frost warning in northeastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota. A little chilly on the toes this morning up there. Scattered rain in southeastern Minnesota, central part of Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa, scattered rain. The big system down below you on I-80, all the way across to Chicago. You've got a fire watch warning in New Mexico from El Paso all the way across to the Arizona line. High winds in the eastern part of New Mexico tonight. You've got a winter storm warning in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California along the California-Nevada border all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains, where you'll have high winds down there across the high deserts coming out of L.A., coming out of San Diego, off to the east. Also some high winds in the western part of Nevada tonight. Scattered rain up and down the Mississippi Valley. Some scattered thunderstorms in the western part, central part, west of Columbus on I-70 right now in Ohio. So be careful. Be careful. Keep your eyes on the sky. Now, our Truckers Highway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive is spelled M-A-U-S, four locations to serve you. And the four big words that pop out at you all the time, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on your brand new Moss Family Chevrolet or Moss Family Nissan dealerships, whatever the case may be. So, we're definitely taking a look at things as we move along. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be calling here in just a minute or so. We're going to get into the mix because the Attorney General will be interviewed on Fox today at 9 a.m. on America's News Now with Bill Hemmer, and I'm sure that's going to be interesting as to what's said there. Now, also, not to be outdone, James Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan were all in the news yesterday giving interviews, and each one of them was indirectly throwing the other one under the bus for things that were going on pertaining to all this information is now starting to come out about the FISA warrants and, the spying on the Trump campaign. And it's just going to be amazing. And I'm going to ask Denise Simon a question about that because I have a question for her from one of our listeners who had to sign off because he's now hopped in the bunk in Atlanta. And that was Eric. Trucker Eric signed out a little while ago. He is in the Atlanta area. He's listening to us on AM 920, The Answer, our big affiliate there in Atlanta. And I hope you get a great rest there, Eric, because he's on one of those hard charging runs. All right, here we go to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we do have a question from Trucker Eric who can't hear this because he's already told us he's gone to bed. But the question was, you've got the three amigos, James Comey, James Clapper, and John Brennan, all seemingly blaming others, including the names I've mentioned, where we're then toss them around any way you want, for a lot of what went on here, because now the noose is starting to tighten. His question is, will we see any of these people doing a perp walk?
I don't think so.
Will they be charged?
Yeah, they very well could be charged, you know, but they end up always kind of cutting a deal here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want them to be charged? Do I want them in jail and serving some time? Yes. But let's just face reality. It just doesn't seem to, you know, to happen. They may, you know, have some kind of a plea agreement.
Okay, well, we've got another question coming in here. This is coming in from your last name. His name is Simon. He's listening to us in Phoenix. He's headed west to California. Listen to us on our affiliate there in Gilbert. He's saying, Captain, do you think, or does Denise think, either one of you, do you think that this will go into the White House?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And we're talking about Obama's White House, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I will say this real fast before we go to break. I mean, we put a lot of attention to the FISA warrants and the
mm-hmm.
FISA court.
Mm-hmm.
The one component that we have all forgotten here is the unmasking.
Yeah.
And, you know, when information goes to the Obama White House for presidential daily briefings or, you know, whatever kind of intelligence/security briefings.
Yep.
That information has already been collected, and it's passed off. And then people are looking at it and going, I'm not sure I like this. Or, you know, I got some big questions here. So then they make a request back to the National Security Agency. Who is this person? It's called unmasking. And we don't know the volume of unmasking, right? So they already had almost like it's a warrant without a warrant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All righty, here comes some music. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about that. We're also going to talk about Attorney General Bill Barr, who's going to be on Fox this morning, American News Now, with Bill Hemmer after 9 o'clock, and are going to be talking about some things. And that'll be worth the price of admission and grabbing a cup of coffee and a Danish or whatever to watch. We'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.